Day by Day with Lewis and Clark.
August 29, 1805. Early frost. Captain Lewis will not write any more entries until September 9. There is no mention in the journals as to why Lewis is not writing, and Moulton, with all his research, gives no explanation either. There has been frost and ice a quarter of an inch thick on open containers several days past. Signs of an early winter. Plans for crossing the mountains have been firmed up. The Corps has crossed the Bitterroot Mountains over the Limhi Pass and are proceeding north, following the present-day Limhi River. This was Clark's choice and Old Toby, the Shoshone guide's, recommendation. They will continue north, eventually following the North Fork of the Salmon River up to the mountains, where they will cross over into the Bitterroot Valley. They will then follow the Bitterroot River north to Traveler's Rest. Today, Clark writes,
"A cold morning, some frost. The wind from the south. Left our baggage in possession of two men and proceeded on up to join Captain Lewis at the upper village of Snake Indians, where I arrived at 1 o'clock. Found him much engaged in counseling and attempting to purchase a few more horses. I spoke to the Indians on various subjects, endeavoring to impress on their minds the advantage it would be to them for to sell us horses and expedite our journey the nearest and best way possibly, that we might return as soon as possible, and winter with them at some place where there was plenty of buffalo. Our object wish is to get a horse for each man to carry our baggage, and for some of the men to ride occasionally. The horses are handsome and much accustomed to being changed as to their pasture. We cannot calculate on their carrying large loads, and feed on the grass which we may calculate on finding in the mountains through which we may expect to pass on our route. Made some celestial observations. The larboard of this part of the Columbia River is north. I purchased a horse for which I gave my pistol, 100 balls, powder, and a knife. Our hunters killed 2 deer near their camp today, 2 yesterday and 3 the day before. This meat was a great treat to me, as I had eaten none for 8 days past. Captain William Clark, August 29, 1805.
There is considerable controversy over just where the Corps crossed into the Bitterroot Valley. The popular conjecture is the pass now called Lost Trail Pass. The information in the journals can be interpreted to indicate several different routes. Anyway, the pass is truly lost, even though there is a highway sign pointing in the direction and labeled Lost Trail Pass. Tomorrow, a musket for a horse.
Day by Day with Lewis and Clark is written by Ed Jacobson and produced by Lenny Holloman at Yellowstone Public Radio. Captain Lewis read by Russ Palmer. Hear other days with Lewis and Clark at yellowstonepublicradio.org.